Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Those of us that came to the United States from the various hell holes over the decades find one characteristic of the current American populace astonishing and disturbing. There is a breathtaking level of gullibility and ignorance of many ostensibly well-educated native-born Americans. Over the years, this growing naivete and obliviousness has been a source of amusement and head-shaking incredulity, at least for me. But these traits have now become so dominant among an ever-growing segment of the upper classes within American society that the future of this nation as a prosperous and freedom-loving country is in jeopardy. The potential descent into the pitfalls of collectivism of the nation that has done more than any country in world history to lift vast swaths of mankind out of poverty and despair would precipitate a catastrophe not only for the American people, but for the rest of humanity. There's little doubt that a major contributing factor to the ever-growing ignorance of much of the native-born citizenry can be traced back to Marxist-leaning education establishment that has been increasingly focused for the past 45 years on indoctrination and not education. In the 60s and the 70s, we had the best educated young people on the planet, ranking at or near the top in math, reading, and science. By 2015, out of 70 developed countries throughout the world, American 15-year-olds ranked 38th in math, 24th in reading, and 24th in science. Now, concurrent with the precipitous drop in these core subjects, curricula previously used for over a century in secondary and higher education, designed to foster appreciation of the Judeo-Christian basis of the nation's founding, as well as the development of reason and independent thinking by the students, was tossed out. It was abandoned deliberately. Most notably, at the nation's colleges and universities. And in its place was an emphasis on revisionist American history and so-called self-esteem and its corollary, victimhood. All with an eye toward an eventual fundamental transformation of the United States. While this catastrophic makeover of the education establishment is a big underlying factor in the growth of this crazy gullibility among the people that you would otherwise think are very well educated, there were a lot of other dynamics going on too. Four generations of Americans have been born since this nation experienced a catastrophic national crisis and attendant hardships. And over those 80 years of unprecedented peace and prosperity, a mindset of it could never happen here, coupled with the omnipotent entity known as government, will take care of any problems, has taken root in the upper class. And that viewpoint essentially replaced a belief in God and a reliance on man and his institutions. So then when combined with this inculcated inability to reason or generate an original thought, You got far too many willingly accept any pronouncement, any machination proffered by those in the governing class. Like, you should wear a mask. We have to flatten the curve. These are peaceful protests. Mindlessly believing and acting on this stupidity that you hear reinforce the herd mentality of the legions of vacuous, that I mean all the way in, fully committed, true believers, regardless of how absurd and unbelievable these assertions or conspiracy theories were. And among the most recent, let's look at a few. The declaration that gender dysphoria or transgenderism is no longer a serious mental health issue, but is in reality normal behavior, and has to be promoted and accepted as, by mere self-declaration, that men can be women and women can be men. Or abortion up to the time of birth must be ceaselessly championed as the entity on the cusp of being born. As you're merely a clump of cells and you magically become a human being only after you exit the birth canal. Or another irrefutable truth that has come out of this is that we are systemically racist, and there's no amount of societal transformation that can alter this ever. Even if we don't think we're racist, we're racist. Even if we are not racist, if we're not saying something about not being racist, we're racist. Or anybody with white skin, regardless of class, circumstance, or geography, we all have white privilege. And in a feat only a Marvel Comics author could accomplish, Trump is not only a treasonous, albeit transparent, Manchurian candidate and puppet of Putin, he's also the incarnation of a composite of Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini, and prior to this, he never held office. How did all of this manifest in a guy who's never held one elected office prior to this one? And all of this has progressed to a point where this nation's future is really at risk. And these same upper-class idiots, in their overwrought effort to get rid of the supervillain, Donald Trump, have allied themselves with the Marxists, whose sole reason for being is to radically transform the nation. They have no ability to think independently, and their acceptance of all of these crazy concepts over the years, they gullibly believe that when Trump is removed from office, we will return to normal. Whatever that is. But that's not going to happen, because the Marxists now control the dissemination of ideas through the universities, most of the media, in the streets, elected offices in many major American cities. Plus their militant armies, the little Antifa and BLM, have been tactically legitimized by the, you know, the quiescence of the Democratic Party. They smell blood in this water. And they will never agree to any form of liberalism that much of the current governing class claims to espouse. So no matter what happens to Trump, whether he gets reelected or not, the resistance is not going to end. Trump loses, the resistance is going to turn into the revolution, culminating in a single political party, Marxist socialist state, which means we'll be in a civil war. And they cannot and will not acquiesce to any attempt at appeasement or compromise. True believers in the media and the universities have confirmed this. Media figures initially and foolishly seeking to accommodate and placate their Marxist colleagues never succeed. Just ask Barry Weiss or James Bennett. And here we have Gropey Joe and a Democrat Party intimidated and beholden to the Marxists, that many ostensibly well-educated native-born elites who've been marinating in their own ignorance and gullibility for the past quarter century, have forced the nation to choose between two alternatives. The only viable option is a pro-democracy alliance, which means the re-election of Donald Trump in control of both houses of Congress by the Republicans in November. Otherwise, and that's, they're still going to have violence. Still going to have violence. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I want to talk with you. quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision.
Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, the Democrats are telegraphing full frontally what they intend to do during this election season. They're going to throw the nation into a deep crisis following an election day in a cynical plot to steal a presidential election and with it control of Congress. And they're not even trying to hide this. The mask is gone. It's not even off. It's been thrown away. Number one, they want to send out tens of millions of unsolicited mail ballots to everyone on the voter rolls, though in most jurisdictions haven't been purged of those who died or moved. When those, like in Clark County, Nevada, 17% of the 1.3 million ballots sent to registered voters were undeliverable in the past, meaning available for harvesting and being voted for by unscrupulous political operatives who just pose as you. Number two, when the ballots start being counted, fiercely dispute and litigate any invalidation of suspicious or faulty ballots under the slogan of count all votes and complaints of voter suppression. Number three, if Trump is going to carry the election, delay certification of enough states' results that Electoral College is unable to name a victor, and hand the presidency to the Speaker of the House, who they will assume will be Nancy Pelosi. And then Hillary Clinton openly proclaimed a strategy for point three, presuming that their media allies will short-circuit any public notice of their perfidy. Hillary Clinton says Democrats are going to try to steal the election. We're going to have a massive legal operation. I know the Biden campaign is working on that. Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances. Now, while all that's going on, Antifa and BLM will be mobilized to sow chaos in America's cities, inflicting pain on everybody, with the implicit threat that failure to let the Democrats seize power will result in an urban civil war. That's seditious, by the way. This is why Nancy Pelosi yesterday preemptively accused the GOP of being domestic enemies, citing the oath of office taken by a president to oppose all enemies, foreign and domestic, because the GOP opposes the universal mail voting fraud scheme of the Democrats. So their goal of enacting a racial or a radical program of socialism, political repression of conservatives, and flooding the voter rolls with a permanent majority for them by handing citizenship to as many as 20 million illegal aliens justifies any chicanery in their minds. Only an overwhelming GOP victory, which, you know, we'll know that when they're drinking their own tears, can short-circuit this detestable plan. So, by that, my question becomes this. Now, in these cities where Antifa plans to roll and where BLM plans to roll, I'm not in one of those cities, I don't think. I don't know. But a urban civil war will not go with the way they think it will. It'll go the way Kenosha went, on a larger scale. Now, part of the reason that they're so blatant in their telegraph of this is during this during the GOP national the Republican National Convention, there were a lot of black Trump supporters there. And that's indicative of one thing. The Democrats have to carry 90% of the black voters to win. They started demeaning those black supporters of Trump. And then there's Nancy Pelosi out there saying that Biden shouldn't demean himself by debating Trump. We've always had debates. We've had debates forever. Why would we stop now? But she doesn't think that it's worth, we shouldn't legitimize the president by having a conversation or a debate with him. And what about the Democrats who are openly admitting that Trump is running the better campaign? Then there's all these Jewish people that are leaving the Democrat Party. What about them? And when you're sitting there and you're contemplating all of these things and you're trying to balance them and juggle them, just remember this. This is all part of one thing. This is all one thing. Democrats are realizing that Biden's early poll numbers were misleading and that Trump is probably going to win. And some respond like trapped rats with viciousness or frantic manipulation. And others, though, are feeling something that might be relief. No matter the response, they're recognizing the real possibility that Biden is not going to cross the finish line. And the winner in the trap rat vicious categories, Eli Mistile's revolting, racist, dishonest, hate-filled screed entitled "We Need to Talk About the GOP's Black Friends," which was published in The Nation, a progressive publication, founded in 1865. Mistile's premise is that Trump is an irredeemable KKK-style racist and that the Republican Party and its supporters are complicit. It can't be that way, Eli. The KKK is Democrat. Now, Mistal, who is black, is a Harvard College and Harvard Law grad, and these bastions of progressivism left him with some serious anti-white racism. But what about this revulsion he feels towards these black people who didn't get his advantages and want to make the, you know, make it the old-fashioned way through hard work and human decency? That's because Mr. Mistal here is steeped in blind hatred. What's also obvious, he's terrified that a Trump victory is on hand. You don't write that kind of manic garbage unless you're facing an overwhelming adversary and you're emptying both barrels in the faint hope that you can take out one or two of the enemies ahead at you, which is going to bring about your inevitable demise. Whenever the rats start to leave the sinking ship, one thing always follows. The ship sinks. Now, we don't have to get careless or cocky at this moment, but let's just say there's reason for hope. The Democratic Convention was abysmal. They were all talking about Trump. I've seen this before. John McCain spent all of his time talking about Barack Obama, and Barack Obama talked about what he was going to do to America, and Barack Obama won. I've seen this before. You've seen it before. Bear it in mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is granting a full pardon to Alice Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out. And she has been just so outstanding, and I'm so proud of you. And we are giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is highlighting the state's continued fight against a devastating wildfire season.
Good news, we are seeing in terms of things going up and the percentage of containment improving in each of these larger fires.
Nearly 15,000 firefighters are currently battling over 700 active fires. About 1.4 million acres have burned in the latest round. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence with a campaign stop in Duluth, Minnesota. The vice president calling for an end to violent protests and rioting.
Tearing down statues is not free speech. Perpetrating violence against innocent civilians and law enforcement is not peaceful. Those who engage in these actions will be held to the fullest account of the law.
President Trump also set to hold a campaign rally in New Hampshire on Friday. A Louisiana family of five is dead after inhaling fumes from the generator they were running because of Hurricane Laura knocking out their power. Lake Charles Fire Chief Sean Caldwell has some advice if you are using a generator.
Everybody out there probably is trying the generator, and they want to keep it as close so that it doesn't walk off, as close as they can. Guys, keep it away from your home. Don't put it anywhere near a covered awning, a porch, a garage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I don't know why, but anyway. Got the busy throat. Anyway, the experts of the media and the other Democrats are so consistent in their response to COVID-19. Or they were. Now the CDC, if you mince this is going to be good news. CDC sensibly says that people with no symptoms don't need COVID tests. And we're told by that brilliant New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, and others that we shouldn't trust the experts. Now, Cuomo said Wednesday, I consider CDC guidance political propaganda. I would caution private companies against following the CDC guidance. In the past, he encouraged the people of New York to adhere to past CDC workplace testing guidance. But like everything that in a fluid situation, which is a pandemic, is one of them, they have been tweaking their testing guidelines. And on Monday, they said that people without coronavirus symptoms do not necessarily need a test if they were exposed to the virus. When did that become controversial? That's a little like saying that if I don't have a split in my skull, I don't need staples to put it back, to close it.
New York Times is no better. They claim the CDC changed their guidance because of pressure from Trump. I want to ask Trump and the New York Times and the others, when we have ever tested people with no symptoms for any other virus, like the seasonal flu. And it's a one-word answer, never. So why should we be doing it for this one? You know, this is sort of a tell. Because I've been saying for months that the COVID-19 is no worse than the flu. Now, maybe someday the CDC will stop the propaganda of counting any death remotely associated with COVID-19 as being caused by COVID-19. Right now, despite their new guidelines, if I am a skydiver and I jump out of a plane and my chute fails to open and I crash into the earth, then when they do the autopsy of me, whatever's left of me at that point, if they detect COVID-19, if they detect that I had the virus, I am now listed as cause of death, COVID-19. One day we're going to go do I agree with John Lott, Dr. John Lott. I think they have tweaked the numbers by about 40%. And those numbers were goosed, by the way, to scare you. Think of how many fewer positive cases there would be if we only counted people with symptoms, like we do with everything else. The U.S. rate for positive is less than 2% of the population as it is. And what if we didn't double or triple count people that continually test positive until they get a negative to go back to work? Because that's the other thing. If you go to the doctor and you test 14 times for coronavirus and you're positive 14 times, that's 14 different cases. But it's just one case because it's just you. And what you're doing is they're trying to figure out if you are free of COVID-19. But if they keep detecting it, it's a separate case every time they detect it. Now, Dr. Deborah Birx said in May that she didn't trust numbers from CDC. Do you remember when she said this? She said, there's nothing from the CDC that I can trust. She said that she feared the CDC statistics on mortality rate and case counts were inflated by up to 25%. Now, Dr. Birx, does she have the same sort of dog in the fight as John Lott? Now, should we trust the WHO, which said in January the virus wouldn't spread human to human, or we should believe them now with all their dire predictions, which we're not even a member of that anymore. We pulled out. Should we believe Dr. Anthony Fauci, who said throughout January, February, and early March that COVID-19 wasn't very dangerous in the U.S. and we should trust him? Or should we trust him now with all of his dire predictions? You know, back in March, after thousands of years of virus history, that we should, you know, we were told we shouldn't wear a mask, or why should we trust them now when they say that if all of us wear a mask, the virus will soon be gone? The virus is never going to be gone. Where's it going to go? Should we trust any predictions from the CDC, which said in March that we would have millions of deaths and hundreds of thousands of cases, when those predictions were exponentially wrong? Should we trust anything from Cuomo, who, along with several other governors, were so ignorant as to order nursing homes to accept COVID-sick patients when their whole clientele was vulnerable? That was like sending in terrorists with loaded guns, and yet most of the media and Dr. Fauci cheer his response as they trash Trump. Cuomo says investigating or talking about those he killed in nursing homes is political. He gets away with mass murder. I don't mind saying it. In May, the media went wild, repeating a prediction that because of reopening, we would see 200,000 cases per day and 3,000 deaths per day. And again, that was just out there to scare you. And it worked. So despite predictions, there was no spike in Wisconsin after reopening or in-person voting. There was no spike after gathering in the Ozarks on Memorial Weekend. There was no spike after a Trump political rally in Tulsa. No spike after his appearance at Mount Rushmore. There also doesn't appear to be much of a problem from hundreds of thousands gathering at Sturgis, South Dakota. And most of them weren't wearing masks. Recently, cases went up to between 60,000 to 70,000 cases per day for a short time. The headlines, again, were dire. Fauci said that it'd soon be 100,000 a day. We got stories of how hospitals were struggling in Florida and Arizona and Texas. But now, on August 25th, it's at 37,086. And cases in Florida have gone down around 80%. Cases in Texas are down around 40%. Cases in Arizona are down 96%. And the headlines have disappeared because it doesn't fit the agenda to elect Biden, who wants to dictatorially require 100% of us wear masks inside and out, no matter how mild the problem is in certain states. And the media calls Trump the dictatorial tyrant. So think of this. According to the CDC, the 2019-2020 flu season, which lasted around 8 months, had an estimated 39 to 56 million cases, an average of 160,000 to 230,000 cases per day, 18 to 26 million flu medical visits, 410,000 to 740,000 hospitalizations, 24,000 to 62,000 deaths. We didn't test asymptomatic people. We did not assign deaths from cancer, heart attack, stroke, car accidents, or any other cause of death to the flu just because they may have had the flu. And we didn't close everything down. We've never closed businesses or schools every time somebody has a contagious virus. We just treated it like normal. We don't intentionally harm the children and stop elective medical procedures because hospitals had significant use. This has all been a scam. You've had people like Biden and Cuomo and Gavin Newsom intentionally destroying the economy instead of fighting every day for the people to open it up. It's all been a scam. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This past week, we saw a warp speed example of mob violence triggered by utterly bogus charges of police misbehavior, which resulted in the sacking, which demolishing of the premier shopping district of a major American city. This disgraceful incident happened in Minneapolis. This incident began just after 6 p.m. when a murder suspect killed himself rather than be apprehended by police. This incident was captured on surveillance cameras, which the police quickly shared with local news outlets. We get a tweet from Kent Erdahl of KARE-TV showing the suspect about to kill himself. Minneapolis police have just shown us video from a city surveillance camera that appears to show a murder suspect die by suicide as officers were closing in on him earlier tonight. This is a freeze frame from the second before it happened, which there's people laying down, running. Yeah. Police were nowhere near this, and they were blameless. This did not stop the bystanders from immediately castigating the police with some sort of bogus claims that then led to mob violence in Ferguson, Missouri, and elsewhere, even as they attended to the bleeding corpse of the suicided perp. They began to pillage stores along the Nicollet Mall, the Minneapolis version of Chicago's Magnificent Mile or New York's Fifth Avenue. The corporate headquarters and showplace store of Target happens to be located on the Nicollet Mall in two large skyscrapers. So there's a Target that takes up two large skyscrapers. Looters
help themselves with stuff they did wanted, but they didn't pay for. You know, you look at the looters, so much political anger. They were in Saks and all these other places. Liquor stores, of course, are a traditional target of looters for obvious reasons. There's nothing quite like being buzzed while looting. I'm told that. I don't know. During the first night of Minneapolis riots, it kicked off the national wave of violence following the death in custody of George Floyd. A neighborhood liquor store, Minnehaha Liquors, was burned to the ground. But downtown Minneapolis's Haskell Liquors, that was looted last night, is a different sort of retailer where bottles of Gallo Ripple and cheap fortified wines can't be found. Haskell's is the leading wine importer and distributor in the state of Minnesota and is a haven for lovers of fine wine. I know people. Well, I knew people back when I was younger. They would really be into the wine. They would make trips to Bordeaux and other European wine regions, and some of them would get offered a job as a wine buyer. And I mean, this would be them living the dream. That night, though, the predators helped themselves to the stock, and they didn't torch the place. These were not people stealing out of desperation. These were thugs who wanted nice stuff but were unwilling to work and earn and pay for it themselves. Any excuse is going to do. And this time, Minnesota Governor Waltz and Minneapolis Mayor Fry did their jobs instead of dithering the way they did in May and called in reinforcements, but not before the looters helped themselves. We get this from Twitter from Governor Tim Waltz. Minneapolis, it's time to heal. We must rebuild and recover. Dangerous, unlawful behavior will not be tolerated. State Patrol is headed to Minneapolis to help restore order. I remain in close contact with the city, and every state resource stands ready to help bring peace. Then Mayor Fry says he's requested the National Guard curfew in effect immediately. It's going to take a little more than that. Because in too many American cities, we see people that have developed a taste for this. They're looking for any excuse to go and do this. In Minneapolis, I mean, with George Floyd, they should have released that body cam footage day that happened. I don't know what the procedure is through all of that or anything else. They should have also gotten out there and said, you know, we just, you know, we're taking this whole knee and the neck thing, we're taking this out of the books. We're taking this off the manual. But they didn't do that. They didn't do any of that. They, for some reason, thought that the process would be allowed to do itself. And then, of course, it wasn't. And then they realized they had lit a match to a fast-running fuse. And they started firing people, then arresting people. Now, Derek Chauvin, I mean, he has not had a exemplary law enforcement career. But then again, I don't work in law enforcement. I don't know how difficult it is to work in law enforcement. I know some people that do. But it's impossible for them to tell me and for me to understand, just like it's impossible for me to tell you what it's like to be in basic training, or impossible for me to tell you what it's like to be in the Army. I can tell you, but you're not going to get it. So now, in certain areas, we have all of this stuff that has begun. And I think that some of these people have a taste for it. I think they're looking for any excuse they can have to go. I would love what was put out to the mob to where they thought, well, he just committed suicide. That's the cop's fault. Okay. How? See, this is the thing about the police. The police would love to be proactive. They would love to look at some money and say, you know, in 15 minutes and 47 seconds, that guy's going to go over there and knock over that liquor store. We should go arrest him now. They would love to stop crime before it happens. But they can't. They can't do it because they haven't committed a crime yet. They haven't run afoul of the law. It is not illegal to think. So they're the reactive force that we have when people do transgress the law, which there will always be people breaking the law. Sad thing. True. Sad. Sad but true. True and sad. Police officers deserve to have their actions scrutinized when it looks like they might have gone afoul of comfort or departmental policy or state law or whatever. They deserve to have that in the same way you and I deserve our due process. And I'll be the first one to admit, I was jumping on bandwagons. But now you look at you get a good view of what was waiting in the wings, which occurred during 8 years of Obama in charge, all the seeds of racial discord that he sowed. And, sometimes when I talk about gullibility, I wonder if that's me. Am I the one being gullible here? At least the one thing that I will say in my defense is that at least I am smart enough to sit back and say, I was wrong about that. Because these guys are clearly looking for an excuse to destroy stuff and steal stuff. It's going to take more than restoration of order. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.